Next item, we're going to do a little bit of magic here to accommodate the quorum. Item 773, this is being moved from the PM agenda. This was noticed in the Tuesday memo. If you could read item 773, please.
Amend inclusionary housing to make technical corrections to the fee in lieu payment following the implementation of the 2035 Comprehensive Plan and Zoning Code, and to clarify that the calculation is based on gross residential and residential-related square footage.
Colleagues, this ordinance is technical in nature. The ordinance replaces and adds a few key words for clarity and purpose of Section F of the inclusionary housing fee in lieu. The ordinance changes a grammatical error, changing they to the, and adds residential and residential-related. These are technical changes that need to be made following the adoption and implementation of the 2035 Comprehensive Plan that went into effect on May 24th of 2018. New commercial mixed-use zones were adopted that need to be reflected in the document. The fee in lieu schedule must reflect the incorporated land use and zoning changes. These technical changes are Portland Housing Bureau's response to feedback and requests from the development community to clarify the fee in lieu section of inclusionary housing. Director Callahan.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. Commissioners, as you have said, we are doing two things with this ordinance. One is a clarification regarding the fee in lieu applying only to residential portions of a building. This actually came up when we had a building come in through BDS to calculate their fee, and we realized, based on various portions of the code, that we had confused the intent, the original intent of council, and so we are clarifying that today. The secondly is in response to the comprehensive plan adoption and the change in the underlying zoning for the city, as well as a simple consolidation of the fee. Matthew Schibold and myself are here to answer any particular questions you may have.
I don't see any. Let's go right straight to public testimony. Carla's getting the list for us. Children's levy appointments next.
Okay, great.
Two people signed up, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson and Brian Owendorf.
No. Very good. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
You go first.
Okay. Thank you, commissioners, for allowing me to speak on behalf. My name is Brian Owendorf. I live and work in the city of Portland and have been involved in commercial development for over 30 years, a third of that here in Portland, including six mixed-use towers in downtown Portland. I'm here today to express my full support of the changes to the ordinance. I have been heavily involved in the design of large-scale mixed-use projects in downtown Portland, and the project that was mentioned is a potential development of a 35-story tower, which has three components: an office component, a hotel component, and a mixed-use residential component. The way the ordinance is currently written right now, we would actually have to pay for a fee in lieu of almost $29 million to offset just 28 affordable housing units, which would frankly kill the project. I think it's fair to have this payment be attributable only to the residential units. This will frankly kill a lot of mixed-use projects absent this change to have it just be applied to the residential side. Let me use real-life numbers. This site currently today throws off about $160,000 of real property taxes and income taxes. If this project moves forward, it would raise that number to close to $10 million per year on this full block. So over a 10-year period, it would be over $100 million of net new income to the city to fund vital city services. The other point I wanted to make is that this will, like I said, make large mixed-use events like a mixed-use tower not be economically feasible. So I hope you will support this amendment because, in my opinion, this was not the intent of the original legislation.
Thank you. And that is correct, by the way. Yeah. This is tuning it back to the intent.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I have developed zero mixed-use towers. Whether or not at 2 o'clock in the morning all the bathrooms were locked and I had to urinate on one, Fifth Amendment. So it's good to have a developer from the community come in and engage on this. When we talk about this, though, we also want to talk about that we only had a partial victory in Salem. We need to be looking at both ends of the spectrum, ways that we can fine-tune IZ, inclusionary zoning, so that developers can bring forth units that will have affordability within them, and also to get developers and the state legislature to understand that 0 to 30 MFI people aren't going away. We'll have them forever, and we need an inclusionary zoning statute that addresses every type of resident in this city. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you both. We appreciate it. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
I'm really glad that Mr. Ohendorf came today because one of the things we heard, beyond people saying we should make technical changes to strengthen IZ, was that IZ effectively prevented a development from proceeding. He has essentially clobbered that issue by indicating that with this technical change that we're making, he's prepared to proceed with a very robust development proposal. And nowhere in his testimony did he say that IZ prevented this from penciling out. So we look forward to lots of other developers stepping up and following the law as well, because as Dan Saltzman famously said a few months ago, IZ is not going anywhere. Aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.